5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. Anyway, you'll find a way.
When it's right, say okay, baby. Again.
Okay, baby. You say okay, baby. Like
okay, baby.
You need to be up slightly higher.
All right.
Okay, baby.
Okay, baby.
Okay, baby.
That's me disciplining a small child as a.
That's
adult.
Where we're going to start the podcast.
Okay, baby.
Nick Murphy is here. Nick, how long have you been at the Caper?
At the Caper?
How long have you been throwing down?
I think that's what that meant. Like 10 years?
10 years.
Doing
all in Atlanta.
Slinging the mics? Yeah. A lot of road stuff, but yeah, based out of Atlanta.
The
yeah.
Helium there?
Helium,
magnificent.
Helium's very cool, yes.
And is it you played the Black Rooms?
Yeah, man. That's part of the game, you know? And Atlanta's got
some
of the best.
Not for these honks out here.
Well,
very
that's
few
true.
Of the honks out here playing
that
the
is
Black
true.
Rooms.
It's very nice to see black people out in Austin because there's not a lot of them. I'm told to go to Dallas and Houston to find them.
You gotta go. You gotta hunt them down.
You gotta hunt
it's
them.
It's fun, you know. It's the progressive cities that yeah. would most love to have black people there. That
yeah, I just saw somebody else talking
have
about
the fewest
this.
Black people.
Yeah,
no, has someone already done that?
Well, on a podcast, but yes, it's the more progressive cities that I think they were talking about Brooklyn,
Portland.
Portland probably also. Yeah.
Well, yes.
I think it was on Flagrant with Schultz and them. I think they were like it used to be. Brooklyn used to be like Biggie and
I got a bone
Tupac,
to pick
and now
Schultz.
It's the guy with skateboarding.
I got a bone to pick
with Schultz.
I got a bone to pick Schultz.
Let's do it. Let's air
no,
this
I
just, out.
I watched The Godfather and then I saw a clip of Schultz talking about The Godfather. And I'm not convinced that his take is. I don't believe that the wife at the end of the first movie knows that he's lying about killing the husband.
See, I haven't seen it enough to even know to have a good discussion about
I'm
this.
I'm getting back into The Godfather.
I just started watching
way.
The Sopranos. Actually,
never seen it.
Oh well,
I've seen
right.
the first episode.
We have a stalemate.
I
James.
Said, "What is this? A whole show about an Italian man looking at ducks
and going to therapy?" I didn't know he's in therapy the whole show. It does make it more interesting because he has to talk to a lady that he doesn't want to talk to the whole time.
That's what I think of as great entertainment yeah. is having to talk to a lady. Oh, you don't
man,
want to
talk to a woman, man.
People say it's great. Pat, you've seen the Sopranos? It's worth watching, obviously. No. It's a big gap in my...
Wait, Pat, you watch The Sopranos? Okay, baby.
A reference to something that... invariably will have been cut.
Oh, come on. That's why I was checking the lines on the screen. I thought we were still good.
No, we probably are still good.
All right.
Oh, we're doing the show tonight. Eve is usually running this show. The show's called Powerbomb. It's a new material night.
Yeah. And, it's a great show. I did it last week. I had a fun set.
Great show, great times, great people. By the way, I will, just before I talk about that, big shout out Matt McCusker, whose special is on Netflix.
Shout out to Matt.
Now, October 7th,
go watch
Netflix.
It. Go check it out.
Humble offering.
It's a funny guy.
Let's get it to number one.
Yes.
Cusker to number one.
Yes.
In preparation, I bought Netflix yesterday.
Okay.
Prices have gone through the roof.
Yeah, I've heard this. I don't use Netflix.
I was off Netflix, and I thought I'll watch some of the old Netflix, you know, over the last year, the specials they've been putting out.
Yeah, yeah. Garbage.
I didn't say that.
All right.
They're making some production decisions that I think they have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on.
Yeah.
Matt looks good. Matt's looks good. This is not a dig on Matt. This is a dig on
Well, I think that's what you were saying.
Else,
you're saying the
Matt's
other
yet.
Ones that you've watched. That's how you prefaced your
I
statement.
I just watched the first 5 minutes of a lot of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, they're looking for an excuse to spend a lot of money. The you know, cameras are doing things that cameras got no business doing.
Trying to spice it up.
I think if I ever am so blessed to get a Netflix special,
yeah.
and of course, Maybe I should include that. Maybe
we want
that
you. Group. We want that for you, James.
I just don't understand what it profits the show to have something.
Get that NFL drone camera. You know,
they
like
got a
drone, going
got
back
a
and
thing
forth
on an arm.
Show the huddle from the back.
Have you seen the big arm? The big like metallic arm.
Yeah.
Whoosh,
put a crane in there.
Like look at that.
It makes it funnier.
1,500 people in a theater.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's crazy. That's not something everybody sees.
I think you're reacting exactly how they want people to react.
My reaction was, why are we doing that?
Yeah, but there's guys out
there.
They
put like, a lot of makeup on people.
Well, yeah.
Not everybody.
Yeah.
But a lot of the guys, you go, you're not usually wearing that much makeup.
I had to get dusted up for the taping I did with those guys. Not makeup, but it was like a drying thing, so you don't look shiny when you walk out there.
You are a shiny one.
A little bit, yeah.
I can see that now.
I got the forehead, yeah.
I take it all back. They're doing great and necessary work.
See, I needed my ladies from the taping out here before I go on James's podcast.
I like the rough, rugged. I like the audio to be good.
That's about all you need, man. That's the old school stuff.
It's wrong of me to set up an iPhone on the other side of the room and say, I am a genius when it comes to aesthetics.
You didn't have to tell him it was on there, but see, that's how you know this is good. He's being transparent with you guys.
I didn't realize how acclimatized I'd been from not watching Netflix for seeing the Netflix specials.
Yeah.
And then going away. Sorry, I watched the YouTube specials.
Yep.
And then I make the jump and I watch the Netflix ones. And it's like almost Hunger Games level.
Yes.
You go, wow, clean. I mean, it's probably normalcy. For the previous generation, that's the normal thing you'd be looking at is someone who's so clean.
Yeah.
You know, the outfit, they're pressed together. There's Nate Bargatze and he's in the round and the camera's the whole time. The camera's going whoosh.
Yeah.
All around him.
Right.
Always moving. Uh-huh. Always blinking. Here.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. Just start at the first choke, I think.
Yeah. You remember the one when Sebastian came out of the floor?
I remember when...
That seemed like a lot.
I haven't seen that one yet,
yeah.
But I remember when Kev comes out of the floor.
I think Kev's done it as well.
And there's fire.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Charlie Kirk's wife coming out on stage. And just
the production values at that funeral.
The pyrotechnics. Yeah. I don't think we need pyro for stand-up comedy.
Here's the question. How do you get something to look captivating without needlessly expensive?
I think it just has to look like it was an awesome time to be there. I'm a Louis guy, so Chewed Up to me is like
just
a perfect.
Out. What's the one where he has no opening?
That's Live at the Beacon, and he just walks out. Yeah, and he says no Jews and all that stuff.
Yes.
Check with an usher if you see somebody Jewy looking, all that stuff.
But what a risk in hindsight with what I know about American stand-up.
That's
comedy.
What made it awesome.
It was so.
There's no opener. Cut the house lights.
You just go. Oh,
yeah.
He's doing it.
Yeah.
He's throwing down.
But then Chewed Up. They're like, I think that's the one where they're like clapping, like the anticipation of him coming out. And then he walks out and then he says, what's going on? How you doing, faggots? And that's the first big pop. But it's just the raw. He doesn't come out of the floor. There's no fire. There's no fireworks. There's no gymnasts doing shit behind him.
It's a much more stunting move, I think, to go from lights on and walking through the no warm up.
Sure.
As a comic.
Yeah.
You know, that's scary.
Yeah, but I think that's part of the thing. I also think it might be just oversaturated right now, James. I think it used to be where everyone's just waiting for...
I just watched so many of them.
I think everybody used to just wait for like Dave Chappelle to put his shit out or put Cat Williams or whoever. Now
Pimp
you
Chronicles
got...
Chronicles Volume 2. Where's
now you got,
it at,
now you
Cat?
Got, you got 30 guys a month dropping stuff, you know? And I'm not saying it's good or it's bad. I just think...
No, it's mostly very bad.
Because I've dropped stuff.
It's mostly extremely bad.
Well, so maybe that's what they're trying to do at Netflix. All right, now we need to add fire. It's not. We can't just do stand-up anymore. It's too much of the same thing, you know?
There are really limited things one can do.
And then they put that one guy that was in his bedroom for 3 hours just talking. Remember that one?
No, what?
I think that was on Netflix. No, not Bo Burnham. It was some other guy. He did a special with like no one there, and that was like a new crazy thing.
Maria Bamford did it to her parents.
She did it to her parents, but that was wholesome. Yeah.
But then there was, I think someone now has done the Empty Stadium. I think Empty Stadium is a good funny one.
That's coming on Instagram. There's guys that are doing jokes to no one, bombing on purpose, and it's going like nuclear views. It's kind of insane.
It's all fiddling around the edges. It's like making a video that's that.
Yeah.
The wide.
Yeah.
Narrow. I decided long ago.
Yeah.
Never to walk in anyone else's. You know what I'm saying? There's got to be more interesting ways to do it.
So how are you going to do yours?
I have no idea for this. Well, here's one idea. No, I got to keep it secret.
What if we go back?
I got to keep it secret.
To what I was just saying. What if we go back to the Louis, like the very simple, just keep it simple. Isn't that, I mean, we want to hear the material, see maybe a couple audience reaction shots. But like just the bang, 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 bang.
Give me the comedy. Just capture give me what the comedy.
That's what
like.
It is. It's a comedy special. It's not a movie. You know?
How about? I mean, I would just like to reshoot it in exactly the style of Elvis Presley's Christmas special.
Okay.
With, you know, JDFM on the red lights.
Yes.
I'm wearing a leather jacket.
All right.
Intimate. Yeah. And I just sing The Wonder of You.
You want to do jokes that black people wrote before? That's what is that Elvis?
That's pretty good. That's not bad. You don't understand. I am scared of you. Kick me. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. I get in my head about it, and it's better not even to consider. I think the best ones, you just focus on the act, and then you let somebody do it.
You just try to focus on the act,
the
man.
Silly stuff around the outside. And that's what we're here doing simple. Tonight at Powerbomb.
I mean, look at this. This is going to go crazy because it's just it's the raw. We just walked on stage and started. That's all we did. Same thing. There's no pyro, you know?
I'm struggling to find interesting new locations for the podcast.
So every time it's in a... is this a Don't Tell podcast?
Yes. That's inspired. I did By the Road.
Okay. By the Road?
I did on an interstate.
Well, how was the audio on that?
Better than I would have.
You get a lot of wind burn, as Trump would say?
I got none of these bad boys.
Wind burn!
Does he say wind burn?
Yeah, it was with the trans swimmer. And he said that the swimmer went so fast compared to the girls. They got wind burn.
Oh,
it's pretty funny. Anyway, that's what
he said something recently that really touched me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not retarded Joe Biden.
I've been doing a bit about how he pronounced acetaminophen. That's been going pretty good. I like that one.
He couldn't do it?
I'll probably do it tonight on the show.
I struggled the first time I came to this country. Hold on, I'm trying to remember. What did he say? It was so funny.
Okay.
And strange.
It's a lot of fun. That's a lot of what he says.
It was a good one. He's really bounced back from having that stroke right after Charlie Kirk was shot.
Yeah.
And half of his face didn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Hold on now.
He was kind of going through that during COVID, too. People thought, like, when he got it, and he was kind of like, his chest was up high, and he was breathing kind of heavy. People thought he was going to go back then.
I'd forgotten that he got COVID.
Yeah. It's kind of a miracle that him and Biden made it through all of that. I mean, I guess, because, you know, they're going to have the top medicine available, but still, you know, given how many people did croak.
I can't believe it's completely gone. I thought it was the most exciting thing I had ever heard him say, and it's entirely gone. That's content, folks. Where else have we done it? It's a lot of hotel rooms.
Hotel rooms
I'm
is fun.
Hotel rooms a lot. This is my first time doing it on a comedy
stage. It's an OnlyFans podcast also.
I do think that.
Yeah.
I started writing last night a poem that I thought could be turned into a short film.
Okay.
But it's about... Because I'm always just thinking, if you write a movie or something that you can shoot, and you write it in a location that you'd really like to be,
okay.
I think this is the genius, as I kicked that around accidentally, of like White Lotus, where he goes, ah, what if we were all in the best hotel in the world?
Okay.
And that's where the story happens. So it does happen in a nice hotel.
Great.
I don't know. I'm explaining this. It came to me in a dream, and I wrote it out in a poem, but I figured out how these hotels work, these hotel chains.
Yeah.
You open a hotel chain,
uh-huh.
and then you open up one that's worse, and one that's better, and one that's much worse and much better, like a Hilton.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's like five levels of Hilton. And yes. Every town you go to, it's five different Hiltons. It's all the same rewards points. But, you know, you're a businessman, and you start out maybe on the second to bottom level of hotels, mainly just for... You know, prostitutes and people fleeing domestic violence.
That's
and that
what
sort of
they're
thing.
For. Backpackers. That's how they're used.
Then you have
as
the
a
second
Chappelle
level.
Thing. Yeah.
Is that, is it?
Yeah, it's great.
The second level is actually fine. That's your low-level business people, Holiday Inn type. But there are things about it that upset you.
Yeah.
The breakfast is clean and acceptable, but not good.
I never make it. You make it to breakfast?
Sometimes all I have to live for is the breakfast.
Because for me, I mean, I sleep in usually, and they're like, breakfast is from 2 to 4 a.m. And you're just like, well, why is it? Why are you even telling me? I'm not going
to
go to
that. To the next level, it's really worth getting up for the breakfast, because at that point, the breakfast is really good.
Yeah.
They have, and it's like sponsored by a yogurt company.
Okay.
So you're getting the good yogurt.
Yeah.
And the nice berries and the parfait.
See, I don't eat any of that stuff.
Oh, you get the bacon. They have a lady there cook. She goes, "What would you like? What?" There's just eggs in a corner.
Okay, baby.
So, yeah, there's a lady who says, "Okay, baby." No, she was a little Asian lady.
Oh,
that you work your way up the races as you work up the fanciness.
Yeah,
but, you know, the one that's okay, the one that's clean and safe, the bed's comfortable enough. But you go to the next one, you go, "No, the pillow is." But you went to unlock the points so that when you move up, you stay with the family. You know, you're entrusted there, and maybe you get a taste of the one that's better.
Yeah,
you know, one. They go, "Oh, you got an upgrade. You're in the 4-star instead of the 3-star this time."
And you notice.
But then you go, "How can I go back to grey carpets and meaningless art on the walls now that I've had a chandelier?"
Yeah.
"Now that I've seen a chandelier, this is who I am." And then you go, "I will spend the extra $120.
If you're paying for it, right? Like, if it's comped, does that matter?
Well, sometimes the business will say, "And we've got your accommodation covered." And then maybe at that point you go, "I'll pay an extra $40.
Well, so, okay, so like, I guess what nicer. I'm asking is like, because when I did this taping for Netflix, I was in probably the nicest room I've ever been in.
You up in the Ritz.
I forget. No, it was like it was the acetaminophen. Acetaminophen, yeah. And it was like a suite. It was way more room. I didn't even use all of the room.
Baby.
And but to your point, I'm not my next hotel. I'm not like, "Oh, I got to have that again." I'm okay because I would have to pay
that
for
it.
That
was too much too soon.
Perhaps. Well, it was paid for.
That so. Is nice when they're paid for.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I mean,
here's what I would say.
The pool starts getting very reasonable.
Well, yeah, but also I don't have a lot of time to go to the pool either, I guess. But my thing is, I'm a comfort and suites guy. Mm. To me, comfort and suites, the beds, the rooms, almost exactly the same as a Hilton room.
Yeah.
Assuming the size of the room is the same and you didn't buy the bachelor pad at the top.
You're getting a suite there.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If you're not in a suite size and you're just room to room, it's the same quality room in my opinion. The only difference is the Hilton's going to have a fountain in the fucking lobby. That's the only difference.
Don't you love coming home to a fountain after a long night on the road?
I keep
Alex,
it comfort and suites.
Do you want to jump on as well?
It's like $120 for a night. It's great.
Everybody's jumping on.
Yeah, jump on the podcast.
Alex is working the door here.
We're talking about hotel stuff. Yeah.
There's something. I will figure out how to write that thing about it. Tell the people what you've got going on.
What do you got going on, Alex?
I'm
going
to check that the camera's still going.
Okay. Not shit. I'm working door at Velveeta Lounge.
That's huge. That's big.
It is.
Somebody's got to check all these people.
They do, because people will just come up. They'll walk in. They don't respect it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm working this door. I'm holding it down.
Do you feel like people don't respect you as a door guy?
Dude, yes.
Why do you think that is?
Because I'm...
We love having Alex. I'm going to say this: Alex is working the door. Eve got him to work the door. She said, "We got to let that door guy do a spot." I said, "Okay."
Yeah.
He gets up, does nothing but criticize me for the first 3 minutes of the show.
That's funny.
You said my work was racist.
Does it?
You said I was only putting you on because you were the door guy and I had to. And both of those things were true. And it was a wonderful set.
I was going
to
say, did you
and
do
even
well?
If you weren't working the door, Alex, I'd have you on at this point.
Yeah.
Are you getting paid for this?
All right.
Man, Eve is living up to the stereotype of her people.
Tell the people what you got going on, Alex, now that he's outside and can't
hear
us.
Tell people what you got going on. Yeah. Eve tonight is doing an audition at the Comedy Store. So our thoughts and prayers are
with
Eve.
Oh, that's big time.
We want Eve to get that.
Thoughts
and
prayers.
That would be huge for the crew.
Yeah, I did one of those a couple months ago.
How did that go?
I thought I did well, but I didn't like blow the roof off. So I'm like, I probably would have to do that 3 or 4 more times before I got past there.
I understand.
But I'm never in LA. So it's like, I don't know. I don't know how often I would try to do that.
I'm thinking of being in LA a lot.
Yeah.
We had a day where there was a gas leak in one of the venues and I wasn't able to perform there.
Uh oh.
So we just had the day off.
Yeah.
And so I loaded we all got in the car and we drove up to Malibu.
Okay.
And I body surfed at Malibu.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I would risk the fire.
Yeah.
That's how people should live.
You're getting sucked into these high-end experiences.
Yeah, I had a friend
I think you're
over
very
the phone.
Prone
I had
to
a friend over the phone tell me
overstimulation
I was letting
and
the money
wanting
change
that.
Me.
You're a lab rat. in some ways.
It's not expensive.
But a very successful one.
You just drive for 40 minutes and you pay $25 for a bodyboard. I'm saying the
area.
I'm
saying the area. I know the one experience, but I'm just saying it's the feel, it's the vibe, it's the people.
I like money and people who have it.
What minute are we? We got that out of James.
21 minutes.
21 minutes in.
We'll cut the first bit. No, I Some people feel scared when they see people with money. You know, they feel judged. They feel inadequate.
Yeah.
I feel so adequate.
Yeah. No, that's good. You should. I mean, we're stand-up comics, so we start with nothing. So I don't every weekend is another gift, another blessing.
I tell you, the two places that I felt not judged were West Virginia and the Hamptons. I felt in both places.
They're opposite.
Really
ends of
the high and low of the income spectrum.
Right.
But people are just getting on with their own thing. They don't have class, you know.
They're both secure in what their position is in society.
They know who they are. Yeah. They're in the place that they want to be.
That is correct.
And they will meet you there will be no anxiety about the meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in West Virginia? That's wonderful.
Right.
Have you seen the place where you can play a slot machine and smoke a cigarette at 9:30 in the morning?
Right.
Would you like to
Hilton.
You want to go to the drive-thru?
Yeah.
Oh, you've been to a drive-thru alcohol place before. That's wonderful. You know, aren't these mountains great?
That's their Cirque du Soleil. Going to the drive-thru with a cigarette.
In both places. You can look at people, because they're both heaven.
Yeah.
West Virginia, famously almost heaven. Southampton's very close physically, naturally,
and they're so above you, they don't give a shit either.
They know it's beautiful.
They know they're good,
and they have a comfort in their heart.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter how much money they have. I think exterior beauty is good, and I'm sick of pretending that it's not.
Rich people are fun to make fun of too, and they're usually good sports because they know they have so much wealth. It doesn't matter, and they almost like that you're pointing it out.
I like the very very rich and the very very poor.
Yeah.
They each have too many cars outside of their homes. They each know how to boat.
Yes.
They both probably have something to do with betting on animals that race.
Here comes
whether they be greyhounds
or horses. Or, Asians
I'm
or whatever.
I'm discovering that this is a bit, as I go, they both feel very similarly about immigrants.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if this is why the rich talk some. This is why the big hot button cultural issues, because the rich can't get the poor on side by talking about what's actually happening in their lives.
Yes,
you know. But if you talk about something like immigrants or the abstract concept of freedom, that's something everybody can.
Everybody loves freedom.
Everybody understands.
Everybody loves some good old freedom.
Little old freedom out there.
Yeah,
I love freedom
because the poor people believe they have the same amount as the rich people,
and in a sense, they do.
I mean, again, in an abstract sense, what you just said, yeah. But like, I mean, financial freedom, probably not. But if you just say freedom, they're on board. They're good
freedom
with that.
Freedom is in the heart.
Yeah.
There's a vibe of freedom. And that's what the Constitution is trying to guarantee.
Yes.
And everything else is just a mechanism to help people feel free for the flourishing.
You just need them to feel free. Union. They don't have to actually be free. You just need them to feel free.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But feeling free is freedom. I come from a country that is on paper free.
This is what the founding fathers talked about.
Australia doesn't feel free.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a free vibe. Something like when you're driving, you're afraid that the cameras will get you going 1 mile over the speed limit.
Yeah,
and
they'll
send you a fine. And there's a nervousness. There's a thousand things like that where you just go, I don't feel like, I feel like I'm being watched.
Yeah.
Whereas here, I never. Hello, brother. Get on in. Get on in.
Whoa. Big time friend of the podcast here.
Big time podcast friend.
This guy looks like me.
Get on in.
And then Josh kind of looks like the Charmander version of you. Like if he was to evolve.
That's true.
If he was to evolve.
We're gonna be subbed
it's
out
like
right
Bill
now.
Bill and Ted going to
come
another
in,
alternate
come in.
Universe.
You're both doing the podcast now.
Yeah, you guys
down,
are on the pod now.
Sit down.
Yeah,
and if
you
talk about freedom and
we're
class
talking about
in
the,
America,
the feeling of
good.
Freedom in America. That's what we're talking about.
Taking a break.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll take a break.
The freedom in America.
Tell people what you got going on. I probably won't remember to put a link in.
Yeah, so we can. Well, now this is the Friendly Fire podcast.
Yeah, I would just like to promote myself.
Yeah,
real
I kind of just want to talk about the dates and.
My name is Matt Ross. This is Josh Francis.
And freedom in America. I, you know,
I think America's pretty free.
America fucking rules. People yap too much about how lately people have been yapping too much. And it's like, yeah, if my aunt wants to go on Facebook and she wants to share a photo of Martin Luther King,
yeah,
John F. Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, and Charlie Kirk and Jesus and say they all died for words.
That's freedom.
That's freedom.
Is
that's
that
her right.
Not freedom?
It's her right to go on there and go, I think that these people are equal.
The same.
She deserves the right to go, I think that these people are all equivalent.
I mean, truly, is it not freedom for my dad to hold me hostage on the phone for an hour talking about the problematic condition of AI and then an hour later send me an AI-generated Facebook reel of Toby Keith?
Toby.
That's
and there we
freedom.
Go. And then we
and
got
that's
in.
Freedom.
We got in. We got out.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks
enjoy your beers.
Thanks for having us.
You may. You absolutely may.
Use this as a credit.
See, the James Donald Forsberg camp, catamaran plan, we do it all over the place.
Dude, we don't care who. We're putting you up. You come in here, you're on the podcast.
Boys, get in. You're in the audience for the first ever live episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The first ever live podcast
live
of the James Donald Forsberg camp, catamaran plan.
Yeah.
Who's ready to party?
Yes. In the name of freedom, we are...
I am.
Yeah. Yeah, don't block the phone, guys.
Get in, fellas. This is a pre-stand-up comedy show,
yes.
Live recording.
Live podcast.
Live podcast.
Yep.
Which we will pull out of in 3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah. Should we have an audience member, like, each one come and say something? Or is that, that's probably overkill. That's too
I think
much.
We've done it.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in. Man, a lot of people starting to show up now for
Thank
the live podcast
Thank
before the stand-up comedy
they
show.
They knew about this. They knew this was happening.
I'm starting to feel awkward about it. There's
yeah.
quite a lot of people who have now shown up.
I know. And they're just getting stared at.
Who's ready to party?
Nick Murphy, tell the people what you got going on.
I'm doing a show in Round Rock at something called the Penfold Theater. That's on Thursday. I don't know when this comes out, if that's...
Probably comes out tonight.
Okay, well, I'll be there Thursday.
There's not a lot of editing. I have
That's
to take
gonna
out
be...
you saying one word.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a word that YouTube doesn't like.
Yeah. Well, speaking of freedom, we're starting to do buy one, get one free tickets on that show because it's not selling well. So please come out to that show. I'll be in Chicago this weekend. That'll be fun.
Chicago.
Love Chicago.
You doing Zanies?
I'm doing the improv.
Nice.
It's,
I just found out a joke I've been doing at the improvs has been taken.
Oh, yeah?
It's like an old Mitch Hedberg joke,
mm-hmm.
which was, I hope they add an E and improve.
Okay.
But he used to say that when he was doing them. I've been saying it, and I thought I was original.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen, I think, if we're talking about oversaturation, there's going to be some crossover,
you know?
You know
what we're going to do? We're going to end this podcast
on
a
But what you
high.
Didn't do is dress up like him and go on Kill Tony. You didn't do that, James.
How come when that guy does it, it's wrong, but when...
We talked about this.
Timmy No Breaks does it, it's somehow
this.
Great. And
I
also, it is somehow great when Timmy No Breaks
Yeah,
does
but
it.
His interview was really good, and he was funny in the interview. It was good.
Look at that.
So there's something, you know...
Look at that. I can do this.
Uh-huh.
And now... Now we're getting the audience shot.
Yeah.
See, now we have the audience shot and the here shot. Well, I apologize. This doesn't usually happen, but
yeah.
We're doing a live podcast at the start of the show, and you're all on it if that's okay. And come on in. Come on in down the front.
I'll tell you what doesn't happen. You don't get to see the star of the goddamn show before the show. How about that?
No, I'm ruining all the magic. affirmations. We'll begin the affirmation section of the podcast. Is there anything you'd like to affirm?
Just that we are good people.
Woo! Affirmation! There we go.
Yeah.
Affirmation! Bring them down, fellas. Do you want to stay there? You're happy staying there? You don't want to come right out to the front? You don't want to get on the pod?
James
Would anyone
McCann.
Like to come on
James
the podcast
McCann.
Before we wrap it up?
We're doing church
it's increasingly
first.
Time,
James is going out and getting...
increasingly time to wrap it up. I'm clearing the audience. This is not what one wants at the start.
He's giving the gospel before the show.
Too much. Hold on.
We got enough cord for all this, fellas. Yeah.
Gentlemen, any reticence to being on?
No. A little bit.
All right.
Well, there's no waivers, guys.
What's happening?
Not a lot. Yeah.
Thank you for coming down to the show. You get a big tap on the shoulder. There's something on the hand. How'd
That's
you
great.
Find out about the show?
We walked by and somebody said, hey, there's a show.
Oh, no. This is a very unprofessional start. Oh.
Makes you feel any better. We heard it was you.
So. And it was me. We're going to have a great time. Quickly, Ohio State shirt. Traitor.
Covers it right up.
What's up?
Covered it with the Texas.
I know, right? Was it my affirmation?
Yes. What?
I'm a good employee.
Good employee. Affirmation. That's good. Hello, how you doing? What's your affirmation?
Be an okay employee.
Not a bad employee. We should end. More people are coming. Unless we're actually going to turn this into the start of the show for real, I think we should end it now.
Yeah, probably. We're kind of doing the thing though, where you just start, you know?
As bring it on in, everybody. Come on down. Yeah. Come on, please. Woo!
Wait, are you hosting the show?
I am hosting the show.
Oh, okay. Well, that's up to you if that's how you want
to
start.
But it's just starting to feel like this could be a good podcast. I think this could take life and be a good...
We do the whole...
You think wrap it up? You
the whole show on the podcast?
Well, we gave an attempt. I thought of doing the full show on the podcast. I don't know, but this is we're putting our toe in some new waters now. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming down.
I don't think it's ever been done.
I really thought we would be done sooner.
It's never been done before.
Has no one done this?
I don't think so. Do a show during the podcast without stopping?
Yeah, let's find out.
Well, you're hosting. I mean, I would just stand in the back probably and just let you, you know.
I feel like this is the opportunity to do something creatively interesting, and I don't know what it is yet.
Is this what we were talking? Well, we need one of those crane cameras. That's what we need.
See, Netflix we need
pyrotechnics.
This turns into the special.
Yeah.
This is the new special.
That
we're
could be cool, actually.
Special.
If you were greeting all your audience as they came in at your special, that'd be cool.
This is nothing. We should stop it. Would anyone like to be on the podcast before we stop the podcast? Get on down.
That's a muscular-looking fella back there.
You don't want to come on? I thought people would be as well, but I think they've been discouraged from coming down the front because of what I'm doing at the moment.
Now it feels like it's too much. Now it feels like too much pressure.
All right, we'll stop.
Even the jacked guy doesn't think he's jacked anymore.
James Donald Force McCann, Catamaran Plan, podcast. Yeah. We ran out of time.
All right.